You know, the atmosphere is a very thin shell around the planet. We're putting 110 million tons a day of man-made heat-trapping pollution, and it's raising temperatures quite dramatically, melting all the ice, raising sea level, evaporating much more water off the oceans, causing these incredible downpours, such as the ones the UK has been experiencing in the last few years. These climate-related extreme weather events have gotten much more frequent and much more severe just in the last, just since the first movie came out. And the spread of tropical diseases into higher latitudes and deeper droughts as well, political disruptions. But for all of the shocking consequences of the climate crisis, this movie is extremely hopeful because there are also shocking, pleasantly shocking developments in the field of technology where businesses have now found that just as with, you know, computer chips came down so dramatically in price, even as the computers got faster and better, mobile phones, flat screen TVs, turns out solar panels and windmills and battery storage the same way. And now it's getting cheaper to produce electricity from renewable sources than from burning dirty coal or gas or oil. And so we have the solutions available to us.